This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Rose Cedar. The last name is S-C-D-A-R, first name R-O-S-E, Rose. This is a redictation because the one abrupted ended abruptly. Chief's complaint. Mrs. Cedar was seen on May 16, 2022 at Winter Village in Frankenmuth because of complaints of scalp pain and burning period. New paragraph. She also has sinus congestion. New paragraph. History of present illness. Mrs. Cedar has had herpes zoster about 1 to 2 months ago, period. It may have affected the eye and slightly reduced the vision, but the vision has improved, period. Her ophthalmologist has her on Pred-4 drops, period. She still has pain in her scalp, and the gabapentin helps a bit, but not fully, period. She does not have drainage in the scalp, and there's no list of any, and there's no visual discharge, period. She has a feeling of pain and sometimes burning on the top of the head, period. It occurred after her herpes zoster, period. New paragraph, her hypertension is currently controlled, period. Her seizure history is stable without recent seizures, period. She looks less ill than on the previous two visits, period. Review of symptoms negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, weight loss, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or bleeding, period. There's not much heartburn and there's no chills or fever. New paragraph examination. He is not acutely distressed or ill and is adequately nourished. Blood pressure 130 over 80. Her scalp actually looks pretty good. I did not see any discharge or drainage, period. Oral mucosa is normal. Pupils are equal and reactive to light, period. Vision and conjunctiva appear normal. Extraocular movements are normal. Neck is supple. No mass or nodes. Lungs were cleared to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, period. Cardiovascular. Normal S1, S2, no gallop. No murmur. Abdomen softened and tender. New paragraph assessment plan. 1. Postherpetic neuralgia, period. She still has the pain, and the gabapentin at 100 BID is not enough, so I'm increasing to 200 milligrams twice a day, period. 2, she has hypertension, and I will continue Norvasc 10 milligrams daily, period. 3, she has history of seizures, and I will continue Keppra, 250 milligrams BID, and these appear stable. 4, she's on lipitor for hypolipidemia and takes it every other day to minimize cramps, but she does tolerate that dose, period. 4, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease, and I will continue protonics 20 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Oh,